Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Wednesday, the 13th of May. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart with your morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. One story was on everyone's lips from early yesterday morning, the departure of Alan Jones from Nine Radio at the end of the month. I think today people are over their initial shock, and now they're going to be looking at the subtext, the story behind the story. To me, this departure just doesn't seem to be what the spin doctors are saying it is. Certainly Jones has had a history of illness that has seen him hospitalised quite often, and for both parties this may well have proven a convenient catalyst to part ways. So now we have everybody slapping Alan on the back and magnanimously saying what a great fellow and remarkable broadcaster he's been, and how he'll be sadly missed. This has all the hallmarks of the saying, radio is rough on the living, but it sure speaks well of the dead. Did Alan Jones really jump entirely of his own free will, or was he so uncomfortable under the new style of management at Pyrmont that he'll be more than happy to shut the studio door behind him for the last time? You have to ask yourself why the only commitments that Jones has decided to continue with are those associated with News Corp, his programs at Sky News and his newspaper column. These outlets are more attuned to Jones's views. It's pretty obvious that Jones's political line and Nine's editorial direction, especially that of the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age, have always been at odds and were never going to reconcile. The other unanswered question is why would Nine Radio CEO Tom Malone appoint Ben Fordham as Jones's successor when Ray Hadley is a far bigger star and has been openly coveting the breakfast role for years? You can find the answer to this if you check out Peter Saxon's article on Alan Jones's departure on the Radio Info website. And yes, the story continues. Yesterday we heard that Ben Fordham had been appointed heir apparent to step into the shoes of Alan Jones at 2GB. These are very big shoes to fill, with Jones being able to boast nearly two decades of almost uninterrupted surveys as number one breakfast show in Sydney. Fordham's appointment is somewhat a surprise to people in the industry. Politically, he appears to be more of the centre than Jones's far-right and sometimes extreme views that have kept his huge conservative audience coming back for more year after year. Perhaps moving the network's ideology more towards the centre is what Tom Malone is trying to achieve, or maybe is hoping that Fordham's youth will help drive down 2GB's ageing demographic. Being a little cynical, if Fordham loses the number one breakfast crown, then perhaps he's seen as more expendable than Ray Hadley. Tributes have been flowing in for longtime Sydney journo and radio presenter Frank Crook. Crook died of a heart attack last week at the age of 81. He worked for both 2GB and 2BL702, as well as The Sun and The Daily Mirror. Grant broadcaster stations throughout Queensland have said a big thank you to frontline workers risking their lives during the COVID-19 crisis. The shout-out was held yesterday, which was International Nurses Day. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.